kicking off the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have on the site there completely free. So freetalklive.com. So we continue here with Bile, who is on the line. For those of you just tuning in, Bile's got himself a blog, blogofbile.com. You can go there and see what he's up to. One of the things he's been busy doing in recent months has been, well, dealing with the feds as they arrested him, as along with Julian Heiklin, who's a Fully Informed Jury Association activist, at an event outside of a Manhattan federal courthouse for recording video in what is ostensibly a public place. And, Bile, you were pretty upset about this. You went to the NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union. You let them know what was going on, and they got behind your case to the point where they helped you file a lawsuit against the federal government. And you were found, well, there was a settlement that you were telling us about. So it didn't actually go to trial. They realized they had such a crappy case that they actually settled in advance of the trial happening. Part of the settlement basically acknowledges that anybody is free to record video at federal courthouse, outside federal courthouses. Is that right?
Yep. To quote the settlement real quick, it says that particular regulation does not, quote, prohibit individuals from photographing, including motion photography, the exterior of federal courthouses from publicly accessible spaces such as streets, sidewalks, parks, and plazas. The Federal Protection Service has not construed any other federal regulation or federal statute to prohibit such photography of exterior federal courthouses, though it makes no representation for local rules, meaning that while they can't speak for local court rules, there is no federal law that they know of that would prohibit filming on federal courthouse property.
And the Department of Homeland Security has been instructed to notify all of their federal courthouse enforcers about this particular settlement, right?
Right. Anyone who this regulation falls under, they have 60 days to issue them an instruction flyer or whatever it is indicating that this is, you know, explicitly the case that photographers can film. And, the settlement also goes on to say that, you know, they're still able to go up to you and question you and investigate and all that kind of
stuff. Sure, and you don't have to answer any of their questions. You're never under obligation to answer these bureaucrats' questions, because as we've seen, when you provide them with information, they frequently will use it to find a reason to arrest you. So the less information you give, the better off you tend to be.
Now, you got a $1,500 sort of punitive settlement out of these guys. I think it pretty much goes without saying that this $1,500 will not be coming out of the paychecks of the guards that took these rules out of context and used them against you, right? I mean, this is taxpayer money, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, I suspect that's the case. There is some specifics if you look at the settlement about where the money actually comes from. So if someone wants to do the investigative research to find out exactly where that fund within the FPS or the DHS gets filled, that could be interesting. But it's not just the $1,500. There's an additional $3,350 to help cover legal fees. But those go to the NYCLU.
Well, now they did. You did say that they had 60 days to send notice about all, out to these government bureaucrats. But that doesn't mean that things are going to magically change for videographers, right? Because these federal government bureaucrats have no responsibility for their actions, or virtually no accountability for their actions. So they could always claim they didn't see the memo, or they're a new hire, they didn't know about this. If they arrest somebody else with a video camera in St. Louis, for instance, then those people will still have a problem. But could those folks use your settlement as evidence in their case to say, hey, look, here, you need to see this, you need to drop this case, or something like that? Could they stand on this as a defense?
Yeah, as far as I understand, this has precedent. It doesn't have the kind of precedent that a ruling against the government by the judge would have had if it went to court, but it's pretty darn close, because it's them acknowledging that they're not allowed to do this, that this is not something mm-hmm. that the regulation covers. So really, you go to a judge and show them this, and they should throw it out immediately.
So word of warning to any budding videographers out there, people that are itching to get out and get active with a video camera at a federal courthouse, don't expect that just because you've heard this information, the federal government's bureaucrats in this case have heard it or care that they've heard it. Don't expect this is going to stop them from behaving badly. Don't expect this will stop them from trumping up some nonsense charge like assault on a federal officer, which is what they charged George Donnelly with when he was just recording video.
Right.
So
when they tried to take his camera away from him, they decided they didn't give it, he didn't give it quickly or properly or nothing, and basically they got bumped, I guess, is what the claim is.
Yeah.
And in that case, it's ridiculous because they're attacking George, they're tackling him to the ground, and they're telling him to calm down.
Right.
So, and unfortunately, George, you know, made the decision, probably in the best interest of his family, to plea bargain down and admit some guilt. But Bile, I mean, we're all really proud of you for what you did here. And how are you going to spend the $1,500?
It's probably just going to go in the bank.
All right.
Put it towards your move to New Hampshire fund.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is one of the other points. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify one thing that we were talking about before the bank break. This settlement covers only courthouses, federal courthouses, mm-hmm. and that's because the federal government didn't want to really budge from that because that's where the arrest occurred. But if you read the New York Civil Liberties Union, there we go, press release, the lawyer does in fact say, and we expected this, to be the case going forward, that since this regulation applies to all federal property, you know, in a general way, that if you get arrested somewhere else and it's an open plaza, you should be able to bring this to court and perhaps cause even more precedent by having it specifically apply to other other federal properties. There's no reason why the regulation should only apply in this case to courthouses.
But the same rules should apply, even though this is great news, Bile, and I agree with Jason. You know, congratulations on taking this all the way, and it's a great thing that the NYCLU got on board to help you out with this, and so kudos to them as well. But people should still behave the same way as far as my recommendations. Do not go alone to one of these. Do not go by yourself to do fully informed jury outreach at any courthouse. Do whatever you can do to bring as many activists with you as you possibly can. The more of you there are, the safer you're going to be from being arrested in the first place. Because even though you may be able to point to this and stand on this in front of a judge, maybe, there is that, you know, there's that level, additional level of safety later. That's not going to stop your day from being ruined by being arrested.
You need the evidence, too. I mean, if you hadn't had the camera evidence, this would have been an entirely different case. If you go up there in front of the judge and say, well, I was just using my video camera to videotape, and the state and the marshal or whatever he is says, yeah, he hit me in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who's going to get believed here?
Yeah, exactly, which is why having multiple cameras there is so important. And when the federal government bureaucrats see those multiple cameras, or any bureaucrats see multiple cameras, that's intimidating to them. That's more intimidating to them than a bunch of people standing around with weapons on their hips. And that's why one of the reasons why Andrew Napolitano has said that the camera is the new gun. It's a way for us to fight back against this encroaching tyranny without actually having to fight, without actually having to get involved in violence. It's a completely peaceful manner of really keeping these government bureaucrats from stepping out of line. And so again, please bring as many people with you as possible. Because, Bile, do you feel like your situation would have been different in the first place had it not just been essentially you and Julian Heiklin at the courthouse?
I suspect that would have been the case, because each time I was there by myself, I got harassed,
mm-hmm.
verbally at least, and then in that one case arrested. In the other cases, for instance, when the guys from Liberty on Tour were there, they didn't do anything.
Oh, well, just
the restroom.
Right, I got you. So just having three people made a difference is what you're saying in that case.
So will I'm sorry for interrupting. Will Julian be free to hand out pamphlets, or this just
doesn't
affect that? This doesn't have anything to do with that, huh?
It sort of could, because what this does is help clarify what that land that is next to the courthouse is. It is, you know, this public square, and he might be able to use that to his advantage in some way.
We hope so. Bile, thanks for the update tonight. And everybody can go to blogofbile.com. They can read the full decision and get a lot of details there, right?
Yep.
Thanks, Bile. Appreciate your time tonight. Blog at Bile.com. For more on that case, your thoughts are welcome. About whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Student turns his parents in. We'll explain. Come up. Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by consumers. Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site lets you, the listener, control the content. Everything you see in the main page the main section of the main page was created by listeners just like you. As you are surfing around on the web, you spot something you want to share with our other listeners, you submit it as show prep to the Free Talk Live website, and then other listeners vote on how they feel about whether they like or dislike your suggestions, and the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the website at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL does it the way they treat your customer, reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. And coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about the latest on the Postal Service, this saga of bureaucracy, and watching as the one of the more nimble bureaucracies, and that's not saying much.
The post office?
Well, they're semi-kind of not fully federal government, right? I mean, they're pretty much federal government, but there's some level of...
They're darn hobbled.
Independence there. I mean, they're a little more nimble than the average bureaucracy. Watching them attempt to change, watching them attempt to modify themselves to new market demands or the economy, and we'll get to some of the details on what they're trying to do and why they're stuck in a little bit here. Of course, your thoughts are welcome about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. But last hour we were talking about cannabis prohibition, and there's just a really sad story that's come out regarding this. I mean, you were telling us, Jason Talley is with us here from the CD Evolution Fund tonight, Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, telling us about Nurse Patricia, a woman who's going to be spending 2 years in prison for the heinous crime of daring to grow plants. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only sad story. In fact, hers is not that uncommon. Lots of nice people grow marijuana and get caught and have to go to prison. A lot of people use marijuana and get caught and have to go to jail. In fact, over 800,000 people last year alone were arrested for cannabis, mostly for cannabis possession. And these are people whose lives are upended and ruined in many cases. They're fired from their jobs because, well...
They've got family, too, you know?
And they've got families to support. And sometimes the problems come from within the family. And occasionally it's a story like this. Matthews, North Carolina, WBTV reporting. Two parents are facing drug charges after their child took their drugs to school and told a school officer his parents were breaking the law. WBTV is not releasing the names of the parents or the names of the school to protect the child's identity. The 11-year-old student is in fifth grade at an elementary school in Matthews. Police say he brought his parents' marijuana cigarettes to school when he reported them.
Good Lord.
Matthews police say he reported his parents after a lesson about marijuana was delivered by a police officer who's part of the DARE program, which teaches kids about the dangers of drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. According to Matthews officer Stason Terrell, he says even if it's happening in their own home with their own parents, they understand that's a dangerous situation because of what we're teaching them. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly. They're teaching them that marijuana is dangerous, which is absurd. And if you're in New Hampshire, of course, the state will sell you liquor. But, it's just more propaganda. This is why you need to pull your kids out of these government schools.
If there's a silver lining to this cloud, this 11-year-old is going to figure out really early that the state lies to you. Because what's going to happen when his parents get whatever level of punishment they're going to get for this?
He may go to a foster home.
He could very well be taken from them, put someplace in some foster home, buggered, beaten up, or whatever the heck happens in foster homes. Nothing good.
Good job, kid. It's just awful.
He doesn't know. He's 11 years old. He has
no
idea.
But he's going to find out the hard way.
He really is.
These parents trusted this school to teach this child, and look what is being taught. You know?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Jason. This is a serious reason for any parent out there to consider getting their kids out of these government schools. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons to get your kids out of government
schools.
Even
if you don't smoke pot, you do something. And what is that?
My daddy doesn't recycle.
He's not keeping his lawn mowed the right length, and you know the zoning says that he's got to.
We're not joking here. There was a story out of Kentucky where there's a school board or a school system that is teaching second graders and signing them up as neighborhood snitches. Where if they or their neighbors or their parents aren't taking care of their property up to code, that they are incentivized to snitch those people out to the local bureaucracy that enforces those things.
It's scary stuff.
It's not unheard of. And stories like this aren't unheard of either. This isn't the first time this has happened. It's not uncommon at all for a DARE officer to be giving a presentation in front of a bunch of fifth graders and basically tell them, hey, look, these drugs are bad, kids. Look at these pictures of these evil drug addicts. Now, if your parents have any of these drugs in their house, we want to help them. We want to help your parents. And the way that you can help us help them is by letting us know. Just tell us if your parents have drugs at home.
Lawbreakers live, do you?
I don't think they normally ask the kids to bring the drugs into school, but normally it's just tell us if your parents are
there's
are
a certain
marijuana
personality
users.
They call that personality a tattletale, right? There's a certain personality that gets joy out of, you know, telling things to authority figures that they want to know, and it takes a while for that personality to realize who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And I'm not saying the cops aren't sometimes the good guys, but in this instance they're the bad guys.
Stassen Terrell, the officer in this case from the Matthews Police Department, also said that's what they're told to do, to make us aware. So they are told to turn in their parents. Mm-hmm. It's not just a suggestion.
I wonder if this guy has ever smoked marijuana himself.
This officer?
Yeah.
There's fairly high odds of that.
Yeah, it won't even get you kicked off, your chances of not getting hired. It doesn't even preempt you from being hired on the police force.
In many departments.
Yeah, in many departments for doing it. So it's crazy.
And the article here says that the police did separate the family. They've been removed from the parents' house by social services, and they're currently staying with relatives.
You're going to love that. Well, at least that's fortunate.
Broke up a family there.
Amazing. Terrell says the town's DARE officer spends time at each of the three elementary schools in Matthews teaching kids to make the right choice when it comes to drugs. Well, so the right choice is to never alter one's consciousness? Because that's what they teach you in DARE. And I'm not saying it's appropriate necessarily for an 11-year-old to be taking LSD or something like that. But I think that the idea that it's somehow right to avoid altering one's state of consciousness, which is essentially what the message is, that drugs are bad and that it's wrong to use them, is just a bunch of poppycock. Alcohol is an incredibly popular and incredibly hard drug. Well, in fact, people overdose on alcohol, and they don't just have problems with crashing into cars.
That doesn't have to do with altering their senses. You just said that it's the message is never alter your senses. And
what I was saying was that alcohol is an incredibly hard drug and incredibly dangerous. And it is also something that alters people's state of consciousness. And nobody's saying, hey, kids, don't use alcohol when you turn 21. Well, nobody's saying that.
Right, but they're teaching them not to use it before they're 21. And, you know, what they're saying is to follow the law. And, you know, I think that there are parents that would say that altering your consciousness is a bad choice, no matter whether you're 18 or 38. It doesn't really matter.
Let the parents teach that, then.
I think it's a bad message because it's the sort of the abstinence message. Never have sex unless you're married, kids. You know, they're not going to do it, and then they aren't armed with facts.
If you think you can trust your child to not turn you into these government bureaucrats, that's good. But what if they do? It's a better idea to just keep them out of the school in the first place. 800-259-9231.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy our features there. We've got listening options. You can listen in via our live streams in broadband or dial-up flavors. Plus, our webcam is there. And listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen in 24-7 around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always playing on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Tonight, in the studio, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Mark.
Jason Talley here joining us from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, as well as tally.tv. And we've been discussing just now this case out of... Actually, I'm not sure where exactly it is. I know that WBTV is reporting on it. So North Carolina. Oh. North Carolina. Matthews, North Carolina, where it's happened again. And how often this happens, I am not sure. Because a lot of kids every single year in their fifth grade programming, if you will, of the DARE class, they are being instructed, they are being indoctrinated.
They're being lied to.
Yep, that marijuana is bad. And your parents, if you want to help them, kids, just tell us. Tell Officer Friendly, and we're here to help, and you should trust us because we're going to take care of your parents by arresting them. Police arrested this child's 40-year-old father and 38-year-old mother on Thursday after he, this 11-year-old, came in and told them and actually brought their rolled marijuana cigarettes to the police and said, "Here you go. These are from my parents. Now, can you help them?" And
yeah.
Here's how they're helping.
Please help my parents.
They're separating a family. The young man, as you pointed out, Jason, has been put into custody of his relatives. Thankfully, he has relatives to be put in custody, because there are possibly they're going to put him in a foster home if they don't. And it's just so tragic. And it really points out that these government schools are dangerous places for families to get involved in. As Mark pointed out, there are other programs that encourage kids to snitch out their parents and their neighbors on other matters that don't that aren't involving drugs. So if you think that, well, it doesn't matter, I can send my kids to government school because I'm not a pot smoker, that's not going to keep you safe.
You do something, and, you know, at some point or another, and I don't know if even if it's happening now, who knows what's happening, but, you know, this is the government's territory. You're giving your most valuable possession to them, and you're expecting that most valuable possession, that they won't be successful in somehow turning them on you.
According to the father in the case, he said, I don't give drugs to my kids. And when asked him of how his kid got a hold of his drugs, he replied, that's no one's business.
Well, now he doesn't want to give information out.
That's the father doesn't want
to. I understand that the father let his kid find out about him smoking pot.
Well, sometimes parents do those things in front of their kids. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with smoking pot, so why should you hide it from your kids?
Yeah.
The only reason you'd have to hide it from your kids is if they were going to some little snitch school where they're being encouraged to snitch out their parents.
Yeah. And they are.
People shouldn't have to hide their martini habit from their children, so what's the difference with the pot smoke?
If it's against the law and you can lose your kid over it, and you did, then it's not a smart move, right?
Get your kids out of these government schools so that they can't turn them into the DARE program.
Some people have the belief that they can trust their kids. And in many cases, that's probably true. In many cases, kids understand that mom and dad are important in their lives. And who knows? Maybe this kid doesn't like his parents.
It could very well be the case.
Who knows what goes on the inside of their household? I don't presume to know that. I'm not going to jump to any of those conclusions. But had he not been indoctrinated into the ways of the war on drugs in the first place, it's very unlikely that even if he didn't like his parents, that he would have gone so far as to do something like this. So, just another reason to get your kids out of these government schools. Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts, and talk to Sean in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Mark. Hello, Sean.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, it was funny because I was just thinking about this. It was on last night. There's a great new show on HBO called Boardwalk Empire, and it talks about, and it's all about 1920s prohibition and the beginnings of that. And the best part about it is that it does not cut anything out. I mean, it shows the two sides that come with prohibition. The rise of organized crime, but then also the corruption that comes from police.
Yep.
And the destruction of our civil rights and liberties that come from that. In one of the episodes, there's I don't pretend that this is, you know, straight out of the history books. It's obviously, they obviously want a good story on it. But, one of the, agents, you know, under the new prohibition law is looking, you know, he wants to find the people who are shipping in the booze. Well, he goes and finds this guy who was wounded, in a carjacking where some, rum runners were attacked by other rum runners so they could steal their booze. And to get information out of him, he sticks his hand into the wound and fiddles around with the guy's innards.
Jeez.
And it just shows that, you know, it creates this mentality when you have these drugs per se. You know, alcohol is definitely a drug.
Oh. I don't know what just happened there. Hang on one moment with that thought. Board operator should know that the volume dropped dramatically. Are you still with us?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment. I apologize about this. There have been some technical difficulties that happened to start, actually, as we left for Los Angeles, Mark. Last week, we did our last show on Wednesday night. Then Sam and his crew of co-hosts got in here on Thursday night, and all of a sudden, the levels of the phones and the commercials and the music beds dropped down dramatically. What happened, as I understand it, is the network installed a new board.
A new and improved board.
But apparently, it wasn't quite configured correctly, and so there have been problems ever since then with that, and I apologize to our listeners about that interruption there.
These things do happen, you know.
Yep, we will we'll get that back here. Sean, we're going to try you back. Sean, are you there in Indiana?
Yeah. Does everything sound better now?
Yep, yeah, that's better. Go ahead with what you were saying, if you could just rewind a little bit.
Sure. I was talking about the new show on HBO, Boardwalk Empire, showing the corruption that comes from both sides when you make substances illegal. And they also highlight how it does not affect the sale or transfer or, you know, the actual demand that people have for these products. They're going to be there. Just because you write some arbitrary words down on a piece of paper stating, you know, you should not have this, does not affect what people want, and they're going to get it whether you like it or not.
Absolutely.
And so all it does is waste our taxpaying dollars, it wastes life and destroy, and not only that, it sets up this idea that the state has the right to spy on us, to convince our, like you guys were talking about, to convince our children that we're bad, and to basically control personal decisions.
So it was called, what again, Boardwalk Empire?
Boardwalk
Empire?
Yes, a new HBO show. I think we lost
see you later.
Maybe he's been having a problem with his phones. Thank you for the call, Sean. I appreciate the information there at 800-259-9231. It sounds to me like the kind of treatment the subject really deserves to show how just nasty prohibition is.
Yeah. It looks like a good show. It stars Steve Buscemi, and it's on HBO. So, and it's like—is
he hosting it or something like that?
Well, no, it's like The Sopranos, but it's in Prohibition era.
Oh, it's dramatized. So wait,
right.
It's not actually like a documentary.
No, it's like Atlantic City, I believe. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, the guy said that he didn't claim that it was all historically accurate. That gave me the idea that it was dramatized.
I see. So 1-800-259-9231 is the number. Let's continue with your thoughts. Bob, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob in New Hampshire. Do we have Bob? Bob going once? Bob going twice? Maybe it's not. I don't know. So maybe the phone system died over there. Well, I guess we'll find out here in good time. Of course, our numbers, by the way, are 800-259-9231. Alternately, we do have another phone number that is listed on our website. We don't give it out all the time on the air because, well, the toll-free number is more convenient for folks. But in the event that goes down, we can always take you at 603-435-1105. That's a local exchange that will dial you into directly in here into the studio, whereas if you dial 800-259-9231, that takes you to our network studios over at the Genesis Communications Network. So we always have the ability to take phone calls, even if there are problems on one side.
It's Free Talk Live. We have to.
So 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. We'll see if we can figure out what happened to Bob, because I believe we were actually expecting his call. This is the Bob from you were discussing earlier, the man who's going to be facing trial for growing some plants
up
here in New Hampshire.
In December, and you go to WeedaClaws.com to find out more.
WeedaClaws.com. We'll be talking to him coming up here, and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for Congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody!
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have there for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features, by the way, include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project, as the three of us have done, at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And we're going to get back to the phones here in just a moment, but just briefly on the Free State Project thing. Mark and myself have had the pleasure of being here for 4 years and really watching things grow and get all the more exciting over time. Jason Talley here now from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. You've only been here for a number of months. When did you make the arrival?
So it was like after Liberty Forum of this year.
So around March, April range.
Right. And I got to tell you, before moving here permanently, I traveled with MotorhomeDiaries.com, traveled the country meeting with activists. But right now, I live in Free Grafton, which is a small town, but there's activists galore. I don't have to even leave my town for there to be really exciting activism and great people that I can support and who can support me. And
yeah, so, there's some cool stuff going on, and people can go to freegrafton.com to find out what's happening in the Grafton area. But, you've come into a movement that has built up quite a bit over the last 4 years. I remember when we arrived here 4 years ago, one of the things that happens when people move into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is if they've got a moving truck full of stuff, people will show up at their house, provided they know in advance it's going to happen. So you make the announcement that you're going to show up, when you're going to show up, where you're going to be, what time you need to be there. And all these activists will show up to help you unload your truck. Now, it's usually appropriate to bring some pizza and some beer, or order some pizza and get some beer and, reward them for their assistance. But you can count on these people to show up. Now, back 4 years ago, people would have to come from all over the state to help somebody move in. Now there are enough people in every region that they can just come from regional areas to help somebody move in. And, the amount of activists here has grown significantly. We've got hundreds of people that have made the move. And the sooner you can get here, the better off everybody's going to be. Jason, you've really hit the ground running. You've plugged in to some of the activism up here, and you've started your own things, which I think is even better. The more self-starters we can get up here, the more people that are going to take a leadership role and get out there and just start creating or doing whatever it is they feel is missing from the movement is also very important.
Well, that's the cool thing is that there really aren't, you know, leaders necessarily. It's just, you know, people helping other activists out. Like, we all have our own comparative advantages. And so, you know, if people are going to do great activism, well, I want to be there to film it because it's going to, you know, be something great for Tally TV.
Yeah, and I was actually telling you during one of the breaks that I think that Tally TV is really great because not only is the content great, but the production values are great. But also, it's a nice midpoint, I think, between two of the other commonly seen productions here. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, we talk a lot about some of the work that he does. He's a great boots-on-the-ground activist who's got his camera in a whole bunch of different stuff that's going on. But Dave Ridley can't be everywhere. And Dave, the way he does his shooting is he shoots basically in camera. He edits in camera. He doesn't move anything around. He doesn't lay in any audio. He just...
Very low production values.
Yeah. Whatever he shoots. Now, he's a pro, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he comes from a professional background. But he understands that what he wants, what his goal is to get those reports out fast, to get them out immediately upon finishing the recording. And that's what he does. And he puts out something like six per week, I think. Or maybe it's a little less. I'm not sure what his current rate is.
Depends on the week, probably.
He's fairly busy. He's got a lot of videos coming out. Tally.tv, not coming out with videos as often, but more professional. Like I said, background music, nice editing being done on them. And then you've got the Obscure Truth Network. We've got Sam, who tends to host the show on Tuesday nights, coming out with things a little bit less often than Tally.tv. Maybe longer presentations, maybe a little bit more on the polished side. And we've even seen Sam ramping up production a little bit. Maybe having more video producers here is going to fill in some of those gaps. Like I felt like there was a gap between Dave Ridley and Sam, and I think Tally TV has kind of taken that gap. And then maybe we'll see an increase in production because there's some level of competition. Like, oh, man, that Jason Tally, he's outdoing me on those videos. I need to step it up. I need to start working to get my stuff out sooner.
I don't look at anything as competition, but I do have a lot
to learn. It's a friendly competition. Wait a minute. Now, why not look at it as competitive? Because, like, when FreeGrafton.com came out, I was fully in support of it. I talk about it on the air, but it's competition, man. You guys in Grafton are competing but with the folks in Keene to have an exciting activism movement that is worth talking about, that is worth reporting on, that is worth eyeballs coming to. And those eyeballs are going to make a decision at some point of, well, I want to move to Grafton because I like Grafton Gulch and I like the civil disobedience that's happening there. Or I want to move to Keene because I like the city and some of the things that are going on there. Or Manchester, I know they're talking about doing something, but I think having different sites out there is valuable because it raises the bar for everybody. That's
sure.
Not a bad thing, right?
Well, no, I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, but these are all different types of products. I mean, I have a lot to learn from Dave Ridley and Sam Dodson, about video production. Just like, we took a lot of things from Free Keen when we made Free Grafton. But, you know, they're all different. I'm covering a different beat because I do live up north in Grafton. So I have different stories that I can cover. And I have, you know, we're all different people, so we're going to cover things differently. We have, you know, different tastes in music or style. So, I mean, it just really reflects the different personalities that we have, I suppose.
Tell me about Grafton real quick. How many people live in the municipality known as Grafton?
Well, that's a good question. There's a higher density of liberty activists in Grafton than anywhere else, but that's just because it's a very small town. There's probably like 30 people that would consider themselves free staters.
Sounds about on par with the population here in Keene, so definitely a higher percentage. Tell you what, let's talk to a Graftonite. I think he's on the phone with us right now. Bob is with us. Is this Weta Claus Bob in New Hampshire?
That's who it is, Ian.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live, WeedaClaus.com, WeedaClaus.com.
Yep, exactly.
That's it.
Now, what are you calling about tonight, Bob? How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to follow up on, I think Sean was pointing a few things out tonight about marijuana prohibition and so forth, and unfortunately, I've become a little bit of an expert on the New Hampshire law because I've had to do some research, and this probably won't surprise you guys, but they don't follow their own rules.
Huh, How about that?
What I'm speaking to specifically is that this scheduling of marijuana, currently it's a Schedule 1 drug, which is the scariest kind.
That's the same level as heroin, as I understand it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, what happens is when they schedule something, it's very difficult to get it rescheduled. However, mm-hmm. there is a mechanism in the New Hampshire law which is currently being ignored by the Commission of Health and Human Services. What I'm speaking about is if it has any known medical use anywhere in the United States, By definition, if you look at the RSAs under New Hampshire 318B, it can't fall in as a Schedule I drug, but they haven't done anything about it. As a lot of your listeners probably know, there are at least 14 states where they do have medical marijuana programs, and the United States itself has a program that's been going on for years where they've been supplying marijuana to just a few select patients. That's the first thing I wanted to mention. The other thing is the schedule itself is supposed to be revised and published by the commissioner. That hasn't happened in New Hampshire. Doing a little investigation in that, and
Are they going to start releasing all the prisoners because the state of New Hampshire hasn't released a their drug schedule?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Jason.
Maybe with a lawsuit. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe. I'm kind of just doing a broad overview, and it's a little it's kind of dry reading the laws and so forth and boring. And up until this date, I don't know that really anyone's picked up on that, and I can't claim that I'm the one that discovered that. A very good friend of mine who's good on these legal issues turned me on to it, and the more I dug into it, I began to say, well, there's got to be a catch to this. But with some follow-up on my end, there is no catch. They haven't published it. What they do is they use the federal drug schedule. There is no New Hampshire drug schedule, but if you really read the law from, you know, front to back, there's some things that they're supposed to do that they failed to do.
So why is the state of New Hampshire waging the United States of America's war on drugs on its own people?
Well, that's a good question. And again, I mean,
federal money? That's my guess.
Oh, hey, by the way, one outrageous thing, I think, regarding Bob's case, his prosecutor is paid by, in large part, by federal funds.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, do you want to stick around and tell us more about your case and any
sure.
other thoughts you might have? Great, we'll hang
sure.
on with you. Weta Claus is with us here, if you prefer to be called that. More coming up here with him in moments. Your calls as well are welcome at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour number three is on the way next, and you can take control of the airwaves, as we like to say here on Free Talk Live, at 800-259-9231. More Weta Claus on the way.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.